It is no wonder that parents are as messed up as they are. If anyone has heard me speak on occasion, you will know that one of my major premises, plural form of premise, is that what was once instinctual to parents, instinct, that cuts across culture, it cuts across time and place, it cuts across people, instinct, inborn, innate, inside us, wired in, is not anymore. And for something to not be instinct, something had to come along to mess it up. And instinct's instinct. It's there. Well, one of my premises, to fling that word around a second time, is that the onslaught of all manner of experts with letters after their name have really, really got your head spinning. And that wouldn't be quite so bad, except a lot of the advice they give, I am totally thunderstruck as to know how and why they have come up with these kinds of ideas. Now, I could literally fill this show with examples of this day in and day out. There's so much of it out there. It's relentless. The schools are cranking out experts who go on to be media experts at a huge pace. But every so often, I just come across classic examples that I just have to share with you, and this is one. I subscribe to a magazine for parents, and the only reason I subscribe to it is to get stuff like this. This is a classic. I'm not making this. You're going to think I'm making this up. The headline. Do you disagree with your spouse about how to deal when the kids won't behave? Here are four couples with clashing styles who learn to work together and get better results. Now, by the way, this is not a fringe parent magazine. This is probably the number one parent magazine on the market, circulation in the millions. Okay, here we go. I'll give you the first one. Lewis and Shaney with Zachary, age 3. She believes in timeouts. I don't. Okay, that's got to be the dad talking. The Neanderthal. Discipline dilemma. When Zachary doesn't get his way, he typically screams or cries. Shaney, I guess that's the woman, Shaney's solution is to give him a timeout. Quote, but he just does the same thing 10 minutes later. Would you believe it? Can you believe this? A 3-year-old who doesn't get it? Unbelievable. He just does the same thing. I gave him a timeout. He's supposed to stop. It's all right. Keep going. Lewis, dad, ignores Zachary when he misbehaves. That's good till he starts throwing stuff, spitting stuff, kicking stuff, busting up stuff. Age 3, he can't reach most of the expensive things. When he gets a little older, he'll be able to. While he's misbehaving, hasn't reduced the outburst either. Okay, here's where the rubber hits the road. Misbehavior makeover. This is the advice of the Parent Magazine through their experts. Punishing a small child for bad behavior doesn't teach him the proper way to act, says Jane Nelson, EDD, author of Positive Discipline. You got it? Now let's just parse that phrase for a second. Punishing. And how does she define punishing? Sitting him in a chair, that's punishing. She's alluding to the fact that mom sits him in a chair. That's punishing, okay? You have to understand this. We've really broadened the definition of punishing. Punishing is putting a consequence on behavior. Okay, punishing a small child for bad behavior doesn't teach him the proper way to act. Who said it did? We're just trying to stop the bad way so that we can have room for the proper way to be taught. Anyway, she goes on. In fact, it usually backfires, making a child feel rebellious or worse, inadequate. You got it? Now, if you punish your kid, punish, you know, bad word, negative word, terrible word, punish, yuck, by being brutal, sitting him in a chair, you're crazed. You're just crazed the way you treat the child. Somebody should call Children's Services. Woo! Sitting him in a chair. You know what it does? It just makes him mad. He just wants to get more rebellious. That's right. He feels rebellious, like it's not in him to begin with. You know what I mean? He just feel, you've bred rebellion in him. The average three-year-old's not rebellious. You bred it in him by sitting him in a chair. And worse, you made him feel inadequate. I don't know inadequate to what, but you made him feel inadequate. Here's the remedy. Don't say experts don't have great remedies. Instead of giving timeouts or withholding attention, the Goldenbergs, that's the parents, should try a hug. Kids, here's the doctor again. Kids can't talk things out when they're upset. A hug isn't rewarding misbehavior. It helps the child reach a better state of mind. Once you're both calm, you can help him figure out a better solution. All right. I'm trying to hear what she's saying. I'm trying. I really am. Okay, Debbie. If you hug him when he throws a fit, just hug him. Just give him a kiss. But be careful because his head's usually bobbing back and forth and he could hit you in the face. But if you get a fat lip because his head's bobbing all over the place, just try to hug him, okay? If he doesn't want hugged and he wants to throw something instead, I guess you just let him throw it. And then you wait and then you hug him. You got to put him in a better state of mind, okay? He's not in a good state of mind. You know, he's 3 years old. He's getting emotional on us. He's not in a good state of mind. We got to hug him and calm him down. Now, I'm not saying hugs don't work, and I'm not saying you shouldn't give a million of them a day. I just question the wisdom of going up to a kid who's throwing a major league fit and go, here, baby, I want to give you a hug. And remember, it's not rewarding misbehavior. It's not. It's just helping the child reach a better state of mind at age 3. Three weeks later, they have to prove to you this works. Zachary threw a fit when his dad wanted to stop for bagels on their way to a bowling alley. Lewis was so annoyed that he drove straight home instead. I told Lewis, go get your bagels and don't get him one. But I'm just a Neanderthal. What am I? I'm a middle-aged psychologist trapped in a dad's body. When Shaney, that's mom, heard what happened, she held Zachary and spoke gently with him about the incident. Oh, Zachary, did you feel angry because Daddy wasn't doing what you would like? I'll bet you just feel like spitting nails, don't you? I bet you really get frustrated. I know how that feels. Daddy does a lot of stuff I don't like either. Now, I don't know what she said to him, but I guess you talk him down. Here's her quote. Once he settled down, we were able to discuss what had gone wrong. Hey, wait a minute. Nothing went wrong. Dad wanted to go get bagels. What went wrong? He threw a fit. And what he could do differently the next time. You see the premise? Not only can this 3-year-old be reasoned with, but he can generalize to the next time they go for bagels, he'll remember back and say, hey, you know the last time I got upset because I didn't get a bagel or because I didn't want Dad to stop? I remember Mom talked to me when I got home, and she told me a better way to handle it. Hey, I'll use that way. You know, I'm not saying this can't work. I mean, it can work. I've seen it work in 1 in 1,000 kids. I have seen it work for 1 in 1,000 kids, usually the type who don't throw fits anyway. But do you believe this? What planet do these people actually live on? But that's okay, because Dad was won over. Whenever Zachary gets overexcited, I'd sit him on my lap. We'd have a chat, and after a while, he'd be fine. Hey, there you go. Overexcited. Throwing stuff, kicking, screaming, wailing. That's overexcited, I guess. Maybe not. Maybe he's not even throwing a fit. Maybe he's just getting rambunctious. Well, if you're getting rambunctious, go ahead and sit him on your lap. But you guys were talking about fits here. This is a classic example of why parents are becoming lost. I feel bad for these folks because Zachary's not going to get any better. Zachary is probably going to get a lot worse. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe he'll be that 1 in 10 kid who does improve with sitting him on his lap and hugging him. But 9 out of 10 of them aren't. And they're going to wonder, what did we do wrong? We did what the experts said. Yow. All righty. 877, our advice is the program. Offer him a major filk. If he's... Mary, my call screamer, says, if he's having a major fit, rather than hug him, offer him a milkshake. Oh, yeah. Give him a Corvette, too, if you're having a big fit. Sure. Help. I need hugs because I'm feeling so frustrated by that article. I just need hugs. I'm Dr. Ray. I'll be back.